conversion to be done before we get to New York.
Yes, sir.
Jazz music, eh?
She's just a stepping old
fool.
Take my advice, Sam. Keep your wife entertained at home while you're there.
How am I going to do that?
Here, take your card. Get yourself that radio, brother. And your troubles are all over. I'll be seeing you. A hidey hole. Cab Calloway taking you to the cotton club.
Chicago. Won't be seeing you for about a week. I never worries about my missus anymore. George, right this minute, I know she's home listening in on our home fire radio.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, one of my novelty numbers. Lady with the fan.
The lady with the fan.
sure everything's all right, honey?
Why, of course. My Pullman Porter is way out in Chicago, about 1,000 miles away.
Who's that?
Why, I don't know. Must be the Iceman.
Didn't mean to surprise you, honey, but I was changed up to Chicago to run back to New York.
Well, this is a surprise.
Hotty, 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 hotty.
Who's that?
Why, that's Cab Calloway, honey. You know, on the radio. You remember?
That radio is a honey. Sound just like it was right in our own home.
Hotty, hotty, hotty.
Why, this radio isn't even turned on.
This program has come to you courtesy of the Home Fire Radio, the radio that brings the meeting artists right into your home.
You telling me? If you don't come out by the time I count three, I'm going to shoot. One, two. Telegram for Mr. Cab Calloway. For Mr. Cab Calloway.
Sam, wake up every man in my band. There's rehearsal to be done before we get to New York.
Yes, sir.
Making the army over in a lot of ways, and one thing they might change is those reveilles. Well, when the boys wake up in the morning, they'll find the bugle sweet if that trumpet man would bugle where the boogie be. Mildred and the quartet found such a one, and they give him to you in Bugle Woogie.
It's the Bugle Woogie Call.
It's the Bugle Woogie Call.
Player who makes boogie woogie his stew. When conscription came and finally brought his number to light, he said, "Look out, cats, gather round and get this right. It won't be Gabe who blays horn at break of day. It's the boogle woogle bugle boy, and here's what he'll say." You gotta get up. You gotta get up. Get on your feet right to the beat. You gotta get up. Bugle woogie. Woogie's calling you. Get up out of bed. You'd have to be dead if rhythm jumping at you didn't go to your head. The bugle woogie, bugle woogie's calling you. If you dig this kind of jiving, that's the mood that you'd arrive in. The milkman's matinee was never quite like this. You'll get a lesson that Harlem wouldn't miss. Get in the groove, start in the mood. Take it slow and make me know how much you approve. The bugle woogie is calling you.
It's the bugle and Jack is really in the groove. Oh, bugler boy, come get your bugle. You root it and tune it. Wake those cats, get up now, no jive now. Get out of bed if you don't dig just what he's blowing. It's the bugle woogie reveille. So come on, boys, you know you can't be late.
If you dig this kind of jiving, that's the mood that you'd arrive in. The milkman's matinee was never quite like this. Diddle, 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 diddle. So get in the groove, get out in the mood. Take it slow and make me know how much you improve. The Bugle Boogie, the Bugle Boogie's calling you.
Get up.
You gotta get up.
And stop your starting.
Bugle Boogie.
Give me
a call. The Bugle Woogie's calling you.
Mildred Bailey and the Delta Rhythm Boys on the Big Band Swings program. Good evening to you from 88.7 FM and online. KRVS.org from 1961. Harry James plays Lester Leaps In. Thank you. Helen Forrest, backed by Harry James. And we'll have some more. Harry James, he's joined with Benny Goodman, 1939. This is his last show with the Harry James Orchestra. This is Harry James's last show with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And I think we'll explain it here. January of 1939, live on the radio.
Tell me, President Goodman, what's this I see in the order of proceedings, graduation ceremonies?
That, Johnny Mercer, is an event that makes us very proud here in the club. One of our most worthy fellow members is starting out on his own in a couple of weeks, and we all wish him the best of luck. It's our trumpet player, Harry James. Take a bow, Harry.
So Harry's going out to blow his own horn. I presume he graduates magna cum laude, and I mean louder and louder. How long has Harry been captain of the trumpet team, President Goodman?
Oh, for more than 2 years. And he's always been one of our star players. And now, like our brilliant alumnus of last year, Gene Krupa, Harry is going to start a band of his own. He tells me the theme song at his branch meetings of swing fans will be Cheery Beery Bin.
I'd like to hear that.
Okay, Harry, give them the cue for the theme of what we know will be a great band.
Helen Forrest returns. Heard that song before. Here it is. Harry James, Al Hurt. From the RCA Victor Dynagroove LP, The Hornet, the Horn Meets the Hornet. There's Al Hurt doing the theme from the TV show The Green Hornet. In 58, June of 58, Al Hurt was playing with the Lawrence Welk gang. And I don't think he was very pleased with that. It just wasn't, it was a little too straight. Here is Al Hurt from the Lawrence Welk show from June 1958 on the Big Band Swing Show.
To play a solo. I'm going to play a solo that when I first started playing, my professor told me, he said, kid, if you can ever play the Carnival of Venice, you can consider yourself a trumpet player. Well, I'm still working on that sucker. After 58 years, I'm still trying to get it down. but I think I got it ready for you tonight. The Carnival of Venice is an old cornet solo. It's a theme. First, it's a cadenza, what they call a cadenza, and you know, I play that alone. You don't have any accompaniment on a cadenza. You can do whatever you want, and nobody comes in. And then I go into the chorus, or the theme, a little waltz. I play this little waltz, this little theme, and then after that, I'm going to do some variations on it. Four different variations of the theme. That's about 7 or 8 parts. Don't worry, I'll keep you informed throughout the number where I is. The third variation, featuring triple tonguing. Years ago, I used to play with Horace Eichmann, and Horace, he used to flip out at triple tonguing. So much so that we had 3 trumpet players in the band, and I was one of them, and he called us the triple tonguing trumpeteers. Man, we triple tongue everything. We triple tongued everything except the Star Spangled Banner. But triple tonguing, let me tell you, in front, it's not difficult. You got to do some of the notes with your throat and some with your tongue. Not difficult. However, I only use one tongue when I do it, folks. Triple tonguing with one tongue.
For Club 15, starring Bob Crosby, Margaret Whiting, the Pied Pipers, and Jerry Gray and his orchestra.
There's a bluebird over my shoulder. I'm getting bolder, my gal told me so. Got a big dream, get a little closer. Honey, don't say no, sir, it's gotta be.
Don't hesitate, I reiterate, you're my life, my love, everything.
There's a blue sky smiling up above me. Darling, do you love me? It's gotta be, to be, to be.
Ho, ho, ho!
Piper. Comes now our one and only Maggie from Margaret, the best and the prettiest gal singer named Whiting that we've got on Club 15.
Oh, Bob, you great big boy, you.
I guess I'd better get away. Sing, Mag. Hawaiian, huh? Send me to the islands just like Uncle Gizmo. Did. I want to go back to my little grass shack in Kealakekau, Hawaii. I want to be with all the Connies and Wahinis that I knew long ago. I can hear old guitars a-playing on the beach at Honana. I can hear Hawaiians saying,
Koma mai no ka hua I ka hala vele ka hao.
It won't be long
till my ships will be sailing back to Kona.
A grand old place that's always fair to see. I'm just a little Hawaiian and a homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fishing port.
I want to go
back to my little grass shack in Kealakekau, Hawaii.
Where the humma humma nooka nooka apua'a go swimming by. Where the humma humma nooka nooka apua'a go swimming by. When I go to sleep, I never count sheep. I count all the charms about Linda. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Think of all the loving I've missed. We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine. A few relatives in the house, huh? But right now, the Pied Pipers have something on their mind.
She's a beauty. Look at the hair, look at the curls, look at the teeth, look at the pearls. Ooh, look at there, ain't she pretty? She looks like a beautiful wax doll, and you are bound to fall.
Piping Pines. Gee, guys have been bugging out their eyes and saying, ooh, look at that, ain't she pretty. For a long spell of righteous years, they used to stand in front of livery stables and barber shops.
Where do they stand now?
Near a jukebox waiting for some babe to drop a nickel.
Oh, it's a fine romantic age we live in when a guy serenades a gal with her own mad money. Give me the good old days when a boy in a striped blazer took the girl of his dreams for a moonlight ride in a canoe.
Yeah. As they drifted over the moonlit water, he'd pick up his mandolin and he'd sing.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only boy.
Robert, when you take a girl out in a canoe, do you always just play the mandolin?
Yep, never took a lesson in my life.
You have a few things to learn.
What?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking if I were... Well, if I were the only girl in the world and you were the only boy...
Well, I guess we'd just have to get used to each other.
Oh, Robert, you're not very romantic.
Well, gosh, how romantic can a guy get in a canoe? I can't swim.
Well, you might put your arm around me.
You mean like this?
Mm-hmm. Now the other arm.
You mean like this?
Mm-hmm. Now, Bob, isn't there something you'd like to ask me?
Yeah.
What?
Well, who's going to play the mandolin?
If you were the only boy in the world, and I were the only girl,
nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way.
A garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy.
I would say such wonderful things to you. If you were the only girl in the world,
and you were the only boy.
Caravan of dreams. Find a new and better day.
Bob Crosby's Club 15 has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
Coming away on KRVS FM 88.7 and online, krvs.org.
Relaxing. That's music by Tchaikovsky. And it certainly is beautiful music and very popular with our present generation. And it seems hard to believe that this beautiful music was very unpopular during Tchaikovsky's generation. He lived for even a faint word of praise, which never came to him. He corresponded with a woman for 13 years that he never actually met. And she was the only one who encouraged Tchaikovsky in his music. It wasn't until he was in his 50s, when he came to America to open the famed Carnegie Hall, that Tchaikovsky experienced his first happiness. The Americans greeted him with open arms and loved his music. And he had hoped someday to return to America, where he might spend the rest of his days. But his tours took him back to Europe and into a plague-infested area, where one day, while writing a composition, he carelessly drank a glass of unboiled water and died within a few hours. The music that we best remember Tchaikovsky by is his famous concerto in B-flat minor.
Television on the radio, from the Liberace television show of the 1950s, we bid you adieu. Thanks for coming on board this evening for the Big Band Swings program. I'm your man in the air chair, your man behind the mic, Lee Kleinpeter, 88.7 FM, and we're online, stream the audio, krvs.org. Hope to see you again one more time. The next time, a bientôt.
Howdy, partners. This is Ronella Rose Champagne inviting you to join me every Tuesday at 1 p.m. for Lost in Love, where we'll take a listen to some great classic country along with other musical surprises right here at KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. Or you can always join the party online at krvs.org.
Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. for On Call with me, your host, Megan Constantin. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and on the web at krvs.org. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.